Welcome to the Codec Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and today we're going to be discussing Drupal versus WordPress. I thought this would be a good topic to cover, seeing as it comes up quite regularly online, as well as in person at meetups and things like that. It's fairly hotly contested, like what is better, Drupal or WordPress? Now, I will preface this just saying that it's always about the right tool for the job, and I'm going to give an unbiased opinion on what is better and what is not better. It will always come down to it depends. I will say that I used to be a full-time Drupal developer for a number of years, but I also do a ton of WordPress work. So essentially with my experience with WordPress is I've built everything from basic small little WordPress sites to fairly customized systems with custom plugins and custom themes, etc. And I do build a lot more WordPress sites these days than any Drupal sites. Now, with my Drupal experience, I have been doing that for 6-7 years, something like that now, a fair while. I'm also a co-founder of a meetup group, Drupal Gold Coast, so I do have a fair bit of knowledge in Drupal based on that. I've built a ton of themes, and all those are completely custom. There's never any out-of-the-box themes that I use. And I've built some custom modules. The work I've done with Drupal is government and large-scale kind of sites. I can't mention any of those because of stupid NDAs. But that's basically my experience on those two platforms, and I've been doing it for quite some time. So I thought I'm in a good position to give a fairly unbiased opinion on Drupal and WordPress. So I've sectioned everything out into various topics. So I've got out-of-the-box experience, documentation, theming, plugins and modules, custom post types and custom pages, the interface, the content authoring experience, e-commerce, upgrades and maintenance, the code base, the database, backups, support, and why would you choose either of those platforms. So starting off with the first one, out-of-the-box experience. So WordPress has a lot going on. It's not too bad in terms of when you first get in there. There is a lot of options to look at, which I'd say it's probably the same with Drupal, but Drupal is a bit simpler in terms of out-of-the-box. But with WordPress, you basically have everything you need to kind of get started on most sites. There's not too many other plugins you really need. There's a few. With Drupal at its current state, Drupal 7, you get a fair bit done. So you get most of it, not quite as much as WordPress, but you add in a few, like say a handful of the popular Drupal modules, and you'll get 90% of what you need done. Now, Drupal 8 is coming out, I think, this year, or possibly into next year, but more than likely it'll be the end of this year. Their statement, as always, is it will be released when it's done, so there's no actual release date planned. There is a site for this, but they speculate, I think it was October or something. But anyway, Drupal 8 will be a whole new ball game, and I will mention that throughout this podcast as well, because it's going to impact these results quite heavily. So I'll add a little bit of Drupal 8 in there, but I'll mainly stick to Drupal 7, which is the current stable latest release. Now, in terms of documentation, WordPress, it's pretty good. It's not too bad. Like, if you're looking into the code base, it's fairly good. And they also have a very good searchable codex. So that's their API, their docs. They call it the codex. And it's quite well documented. It's easy to find the stuff you need. With Drupal, the documentation internally, so if you're actually looking at the source code, is absolutely amazing. The documentation is just incredible. It beats WordPress hands down. There's no competition there. As well as their API, they have many APIs. It's not just a single API. So they've got like a forms API, a theming API, and they're very, very well documented. This is one of the benefits of Drupal is if you need documentation, whether it's actually in the source code or online, in official docs, you've got everything covered. You can learn everything you need there. So Drupal wins out in documentation. Now, in terms of theming, WordPress is pretty easy to build custom themes. Essentially, if you can write some HTML, CSS, maybe some JavaScript, and you just learn about the loop, which is the main little core bit of WordPress theming, sorry, that will actually get you 90% of the way, if not 100% for most cases. And as well, further to that, there is tons and tons of free high quality themes, as well as high quality paid themes from places like ThemeForest, for example. And a lot of those themes are fairly cheap. So WordPress is looking pretty good straight up. And then there is also Underscores, which is like a starter theme which you take and then customize to make your own theme. And it's full of best practices in there. So from the outset, as soon as you're starting to do either a pre-built theme or a custom theme, WordPress kind of wins so far, hands down. Now, getting on to Drupal, it is harder to build custom themes. From my experience, it's easy for me, seeing as I've been doing it for so long, but for a lot of people coming in, they generally look to getting pre-built themes and modifying them, simply because building a custom theme is a little bit harder, and it will be getting easier in Drupal 8 because they're essentially going away from PHP template, which is the templating language. Essentially, it's just raw PHP with some extra functions. But in Drupal 8, they're using Twig, which is a new templating language, because Drupal 8 is being rebuilt on Symfony. And it inherits a lot of Symfony stuff there. So creating any kind of custom functions and stuff like that in your theme is a lot easier, as well as just from a front-end user's perspective. It's kind of like you would take it, say, if you're creating a Shopify theme, it's got the Liquid templating, very, very similar, but in Twig. So slight differences, very much Moustache or HTML, Moustache templates, very, very similar kind of syntax. The other problem with Drupal's theming is there's not heaps of really good looking nice themes, free or paid, so even the paid ones aren't so good. It's a very limited set of decent looking themes, but the theming is far more robust and featured than a WordPress theme. It's a lot nicer in terms of when you're actually coding it correctly and following the standards, it wins out there. So overall, for theming wise, whether you don't know much front end, or if you're just a site builder, you don't need to be doing any kind of actual theming, coding, anything like that, WordPress wins out by a long shot. At the moment, I feel there's a great lacking of Drupal themes out there, like decent ones. Like comparing it to WordPress, even though WordPress is like 20% of the web, Drupal still should have something decent there, and they just don't at this point. So there is an opportunity for anyone who wants to start creating high-quality Drupal themes. There is a market there for you. Now, in terms of plugins and modules, so WordPress calls their plugins, and Drupal calls theirs modules. Now, with WordPress, there's a ton of plugins available. It's unimaginable the amount of plugins that are available, and they will get pretty much everything you need done. The only problem with them, a lot of them are so-so. This is one of the things that there's no real quality control around the plugins, and you get some really, really bad ones. So there's problems there, but most of the plugins that you'll use, you will actually find they're fine. But when you start getting on these more edge case and outside the norm, there's a lot of really buggy plugins. Like Contact Form 7, which is actually a popular one, I find that's quite buggy. Like sometimes when you do an upgrade, it actually clears out all the settings in Contact Form 7. Even though I've moved on from that, and I'm using Ninja Forms now, but it's just things like that happen. Now, most of your really good plugins are paid. This is another thing, which that's not too bad. Most of them aren't too expensive. Like Ninja Forms, for example, they've got a bunch of extensions or add-ons, they call them, and they're really, really good, but that adds up. Like, say, if you need a couple of those, there's another couple hundred dollars gone. But still, there is a really good plugin ecosystem there. Now, Drupal also has a lot of modules. A lot of the ones you really need are baked into Drupal 7, even more in Drupal 8. But the contributed modules, they're all high quality. All the main ones, amazing quality. You cannot beat it. It beats over any kind of WordPress plugins, hands down. And they cover a lot of the cases. This is what I've found. I've only ever had to write, I think it's two custom Drupal modules in my time, and every other site I've had to build, there's always been a module there that can do the job, or a combination of a couple modules. And the other thing is they're generally all free. It's very rare that you'll find a paid Drupal module. So this is the benefits of Drupal is everything's free. It's kind of built into the ethos where it's you give back to the community. There's no real, like how Joomla went with there's free and then there's paid and it kind of ruined the community, whereas Drupal's all about free and helping people. So if you have a problem with a particular module and you post a question about it, you'll generally get some feedback pretty soon and really, really good help. The next thing is custom post types and custom pages or nodes in Drupal. WordPress is pretty nice. You add a little plugin and you can create custom post types through a UI. That plugin's called Custom Post Type UI. And it's pretty nice. It works fairly well. And then you've got advanced custom fields that I usually tag along with that. So it allows you to create custom posts. So you might have one for, let's say, portfolio. And then you'd use advanced custom fields to add your fields to that. It's not bad. Drupal has this out of the box. So basically, as soon as you install Drupal, you can create as many as you like. So it's quite nice there. And on top of that, with the theming, if we go back to theming, WordPress, generally you have to write some custom loops to output those custom post types, whereas Drupal has a views module, which is pretty much the, I think it's probably the most installed Drupal module. It's a query builder, and essentially you can create most of your website and all your queries via point and click, and you don't have to write any code. So there, in this one, Drupal wins out over WordPress simply because the interface is so easy to set these up. You have a lot of control. It's relatively bug-free. I've come up with a couple problems, but that's generally to do with some third-party modules. But generally, 99% of the time, it's fine. Onto the interface. Now, WordPress's interface, it's not bad, but it's very cluttered. In terms of say if I'm giving it to a client and they're a content editor or something like that, there's a lot of information there. You can go to plugins or write your own functions to kind of strip it out. But it's just a full-on for a client, an average user. Like, we're used to it being web developers, but for someone new coming on, it's just too much. In terms of Drupal, though, it's a very nice, clean interface. They have a separate admin interface. And it's just so easy to use. It's been built for content authors, which brings me on to the next point, the content authoring. And it's just a lot nicer. You can set up these nice workflows. It's very, very simple, easy to grasp, visually appealing. Whereas WordPress's content authoring, well, it's awesome, the workflows you've got, all the restrictions and things you can do there. It's really, really nice, but it just falls down in WordPress, in my opinion, at least from a client's perspective. From a developer's perspective, I think these guys both have their pluses and minuses. And it depends on what you prefer. For quick and easy content authoring, WordPress is the go, but for something more in-depth, I think Drupal wins out. Another thing was e-commerce. Now, WordPress, I'm just going to say straight up, wins simply because of WooCommerce. It is a very simple, easy to set up e-commerce solution for WordPress. There are some others, but WooCommerce for me just wins out with its great add-ons that they have, as well as just how simple it is to get your feet wet and straight into e-commerce. With Drupal, it's a bit trickier. There are a couple of e-commerce solutions for Drupal, but Drupal Commerce, which is actually a distribution of Drupal. So Drupal has these distributions, so it's like a modified version of Drupal or like a pre-set up version of Drupal for e-commerce. Now, it's great, super powerful. Like, if you want a really decent system, something that could even challenge Magento in a full-on CMS, Drupal Commerce wins. But in terms for most general e-commerce solutions, WordPress is going to win out in this regard because there is a bit of setup, a bit of getting your head around in Drupal Commerce, whereas WooCommerce, it's really quick to get it on the ground and running. I will put a little asterisk next to this. I mean, for most e-commerce solutions, I would probably recommend something else like Shopify or Big Cartel. It's going to suit you more if it's purely e-commerce. If you want a bit of both, I'd probably go to something like WordPress or Drupal or even Squarespace. Squarespace does have some e-commerce there just to throw in some extra info. So sum that up, WordPress wins for simple e-commerce, Drupal wins for more complex e-commerce solutions. Now, upgrades and maintenance. So WordPress, straight up, simple, quick, easy, couple of clicks and it's done. As well as it's, I believe it does do auto updates for minor updates now. You can set it to either do or not do that. Now, Drupal, it can be simple, but most of the time it's a bit painful. This is something that really gets me. There's no auto update, which they do have reasons for in terms of security. Now, Drupal's more targeted at the upper end, so more like your enterprise or large business. They might say it's for everyone, but really they are targeting those kind of people with bigger budgets, and it's not a very simple upgrade. They're all security conscious, etc., which WordPress is too, but seeing as they're targeting those enterprise markets, they don't want to have these auto updates, possibly could break something thing going on. The other thing was major upgrades. So say if you're going from Drupal 6 to Drupal 7, they promise they will keep your data safe, but the code they will break. So from major versions, there will be code breaks. So you might have modules that might not match up. You might have Drupal core upgrade can be a little bit funny. There's a few things like that, which it just doesn't make the experience nice. And that's where it really, really falls down. They do take a bit of time. It's a bit of a pain. If you do use services like Pantheon, which is like a hosted workflow for Drupal, so it's hosting and all that and a workflow in one, they do handle a lot of major upgrades a lot nicer because they've got these workflows in place. But on the whole, it's not very nice. Now in Drupal 8, they're going to make that a lot easier. So this problem should go away in Drupal 8. I say should because we're not 100% sure until we start actually doing it. But they are trying to make it a simple update like it is for WordPress. So in terms of maintenance and upgrades, WordPress wins hands down. Now for the code base, WordPress is really good because it's really small, uses hardly any memory. But the source code, if you do want to look through it, isn't the best. It feels a little bit muddy and over the place. Whereas in Drupal, it's very easy to read the source code. Everything's well documented, well set out. It's just lovely. The only problem with Drupal, though, in its code base, it has a very large footprint. There are a lot of files, and the memory usage is fairly moderate. It's a lot more than WordPress. And generally, you want to have your server tuned out of the box to get the most out of Drupal, whereas WordPress, you can put it on anything and it'll run fairly good. Whereas Drupal, if you want to make sure it's running really, really nice, because it is a lot slower than WordPress. Now, that's dealing in milliseconds kind of thing, but out of the box, you really need to make sure your server's tuned. The other thing which this does cross over is databases. Now, Drupal's database is huge, so a base install of Drupal, I'm pretty sure it's around 100 tables, and those table structures are very complex, but in saying that, how they handle content is a lot better than WordPress, so you kind of get it weighs up on itself in the long run. Now, with WordPress, it's a very small footprint in terms of the database tables. Pretty sure it's around 10 or so. Very, very limited amount of tables there. And the table structure is really simple if you need to go and have a look or execute manual queries. Now, I'm pretty sure you can only run WordPress in MySQL or MySQL, however you want to say it. Now, in terms of databases, you might be able to run others. I actually haven't researched this, but generally it's always been MySQL. Now with Drupal, you can run a lot of different databases because they have an adapter. Now, you get out of the box, you can set up MySQL, MariaDB, Postgres, Mongo, etc. I think even MSSQL, you can set up straight out of the box with Drupal, so there's no worries. It'll work just fine. So in terms of the database, they're much for muchness. Drupal has a lot larger database, a more full-on database, but it can accept different database connections. So Drupal wins out there in terms of flexibility, but in terms of weight and keeping things lean, WordPress wins by a long shot. Now, backups. Now, Drupal does have a bunch of backup plugins, which can back up files, database, it can do all that kind of stuff, email it to you, put it up to S3 or FTP or whatever. Same with WordPress, they're both the same on that, and they all work quite well. There are some backup services for Drupal, which will do automatic backups, but it does not win out over VaultPress, which is Drupal's WordPress's version of backup. Now, this is a paid service, but depending on your plan, it does real-time backup, and that's awesome. There's nothing that really compares with it with Drupal, so VaultPress just smashes it. If you do have a fairly high profile or a mission critical website, I highly recommend you sign up for VaultPress. The backups might seem expensive, but when something goes wrong, having it be able to like get your site back up and running within minutes, you can't beat VaultPress. Now, in terms of support, Drupal, I'm just going to say straight out, wins here, simply because it's got the enterprise level SLAs available from various companies such as Acquia, which is actually a company owned by the creator of Drupal, Dries, as well as they have an amazing community, like absolutely amazing. If you have a problem, you post it in the forums, you're going to have someone helping you out fixing that problem in a snap. It's really awesome. They have this whole, they did a study on the community because it was so much giving back. So whether people had created these really awesome websites and they've made modules in the process and they contribute them back free for the community to use. And it's just super, super awesome. Like support wise, you're not going to find anything better. As well as there is Pantheon, which is, as I mentioned earlier, it's a hosted version or like a hosting setup for Drupal, which has best practice workflows and things like that. They have really good support as well. So I kind of pushed that one in there. It's a little bit of a push in there. The only reason is because Pantheon has actually just released, or at least in the past few months or end of last year, support for WordPress. So WordPress does have Pantheon now as well. With WordPress, though, support, there are a lot of other developers and other WordPress shops who can help you. So it's been pretty good. Like if you Google some stuff, you'll find solutions to a lot of your problems there. And there will also, a good service to look at is WP Curve by Dan Norris. I know Dan personally, so I'll just put a little disclaimer there. But basically, you pay a fee a month and you get a certain amount of changes and support. And it's going really well. They've been doing a great job giving support and getting work done for WordPress sites. So check out WP Curve. So at the end of the day, why would you choose WordPress and why would you choose Drupal? Now, if you go back to one of our previous podcasts, I'll explain my workflow and how I work with content management systems. I generally choose WordPress for fairly basic marketing sites or sites that don't require a huge amount of customization. So a few custom post types and things like that, that's fine. I'll do that in WordPress. But if it's something that's more complex, requires some content authoring from maybe various users, something like that, I'll move up to Drupal. So I kind of go from a static site to a WordPress site, or sometimes in between there, or to replace some of these, I'll go with like a Squarespace site. Then I'd go up to Drupal, and then from there I go to a full-blown custom site, whether that's in Rails, Laravel, Node, whatever. But generally, I tend to reach for Drupal when I need something a bit more powerful, complex, and solid than WordPress. And most of the time, WordPress is going to win out. Like for most of the jobs that a lot of us developers do, whether it be freelancing or full-time, WordPress is going to suit the most, simply because it's simple to set up, simple of support. If a client needs to go to someone else for some reason, there's many, many more options for WordPress with other developers and shops. But at the same time, Drupal really has some great benefits, and when Drupal 8 is released, I might actually be knocking WordPress completely off. From the beta and alphas we've been playing with in Drupal 8, it's really winning out over WordPress. It's absolutely fantastic. So at the end of the day, I would definitely say there's no real winner. It always is going to be it depends kind of situation. I'd suggest anyone to actually have a look and have a play around. The problem with Drupal is its learning curve, which I didn't mention here. WordPress is really simple to get into, which I kind of covered in the theming, which is basically the only places you're really going to need anything for most websites. So you may want to sit down with someone who actually has some Drupal experience to get past that learning curve so they can show you the ropes, because otherwise you'll just get stuck and be like, nah, WordPress is definitely better. But just keep in mind the right tool for the right job. So that's essentially it. What's your thoughts on what you prefer and why you prefer it? I'd love to know. If you can make some comments on codercatchup.com or even ping me at codercatchup on Twitter, that'd be great to find out your feedback. Anyway, that's it. We'll catch you in the next episode.